Just to get back into this, I apologize for the delay. The two-week hiatus. Non-Hassam.
Non-Hassam.
Gemi Mikdash, okay? Alo Medina, okay. So on Shabbos, right, what's a Kohen who gets a cut? Yeah, because it's a case in Aragon. Okay? So what is he allowed to do? He's allowed to put the paste on, right? But not someone in the Medina. Okay, fine. The Im. Okay, so that's the opening to this whole sugi. The whole sugi is going to be based on, as you remember, it's going to be the issue of chatitza. Okay, as you'll see, right? Right. Okay, so the Gemara says Amar Rav Yehuda.
Amar Rav Yehuda, lo shno elka gemi aval tzilzil katan havi shuga.
Okay. So Rav Yehuda holds what? Rav Yehuda holds that. Yeah, hold on. So we'll put that in a second. So Rav Yehuda holds what? Rav Yehuda holds that it's only by a gemi. That what? That it's not considered Yitzhar Begadim. But by Tzotzol, what's a Tzotzol?
A little bandage.
You gotta be better. Yeah, don't think of a bandage though. Think of like a leather strap. Okay? But if he puts a strap over it, right? That's Yitzhar Begadim. Okay, so let's get that clear. So what does your. But Yochan Amar.
Amar lo Amri Yitzhar Begadim. Elos Makim Begadim. Amal Shalom Makim Begadim lo Havi Yisr.
Okay, Yitzhar. Okay? So what's Rav Yochanan? The typically. Now the Gemara says, what, yeah, but Gemara's question is what? What about? Yeah, what about chatitza? No, or better. In other words, what about the problem of chatitza, though? Right? What about the problem of chatitza?
Is it
okay.
Been in the voter?
The Gemara says, what's the answer?
This small. Inami shalom v'makom avodo pligan rava damar rava arumarachista makom agadim afilo nema achas chotzetzes shalom v'makom agadim shalosh
chotzetzes. No, slow down. So you zoom past the point. The word says no. Biat small inami shalom v'makom avodo. So you have two possibilities. Either it's on the left hand, or we'll call the right palm, or right back of hand. Meaning what?
Not v'makom avodo.
It's still on the right hand.
Right. So this is okay. Now this chunk here. Okay, it has to be defined separately. Okay, right. This has to be defined separately because it's a funny question. The Gemara is saying that what about chatitza? Is either what's the case that tiltles on the left hand, or it's on the right hand, but it's on a place where when he touches the klishara, it's not a problem. Meaning what? Where, now here's the key point.
Makom avoda, but didn't touch it.
Right, because where would chatitza be a problem? Chatitza be a problem?
Chatitza between begadim and skin.
No. Over here, it won't be that.
Between skin and kli.
Bingo. Okay, between skin and kli. So the chatitza here, you would deduce is between skin, right? Between basar and kli. Okay, that's how we initially learned the idea of chatitza. Which kind of makes sense. In other words, if the Kohen picks up this cliche, I know it's not clicharis, but picks up the clicharis, halavai, and then picks up like this, and he has something here, that's a chatitza, right? But let's say he had a tziltzol, let's say, over here, right? What would that problem be? Yitzhar Begadim. Okay? According to the simple way of learning. Okay. All right, so the question is, do we do rubber or not? Yeah, so let's do rubber. Well, sort of, yeah. But you can do the grizz without it, but let's do rubber. Okay, now what does rubber do? What does that mean? If it's a makam begadim, that what?
That's a chatzitza.
No. Afilu nema achas chotzetzes, right? Right, so if it's a makam begadim, right? Everything's a chotzetz, okay?
Right.
But what if it's no lulu makom begadim?
Then okay. Only 3x3 finger lengths is it
Yitzhar Begadim?
Is it a begadim?
Who says Yitzhar Begadim?
Right.
Aval pachas. Right. Shalom begadim. Aval shalosh chotzos. Aval pachas mikan einan chotzos. But if it's less than 3x3, it would not be considered chatzitza. So you need something that's 3x3 to be considered a to be a problem, okay? What problem of what? I don't know yet. But some type of problem, okay? Okay, just a little bit more on the Gemara, and then we'll start the grizz. Then the Gemara says... No, a second. So the Gemara says, of course, he's arguing Rav Yochanan. How do you know he's arguing Gavriel? How is he arguing Rav Yochanan? How do you know for sure he's arguing Rav Yochanan?
Because he holds by Chatzitza.
What does Rav Yochanan hold? Rav Yochanan holds Makom Avoda is always a problem. Right? And no Makom Avoda.
It's not a problem. Right.
What does he hold? 3x3. So what's his argument of Yochanan?
So he could have something that's less
an issue on Makom Avoda area.
Good. Okay? He can have, exactly. Well put. Okay? So the Gemara says, of course he's arguing Rav Yochanan, right? Because this position of Yochanan here doesn't match this. Okay? However, the Gemara then asks, what about Adar Rav Yehuda b'Rei Rav Chiya? But is he, what's saying? Is he arguing Rav Yehuda? It seems like he would be, right? Why would you think he's arguing Rav Yehuda? We just get the logistics down. Why do you think he's arguing Rabbi Yehuda? Okay, so the Gemara has a funny answer. What's the Gemara's answer? Shiny tzilzil katan the chashuv. Okay? So therefore, how would you read the Gemara then? Now let's go plug it in. What's the answer? The answer is tzilzil's
chashuv.
Right? Tzilzil. I know. I was just in the opposite thought. Tzilzil equals chashuv. Right? Therefore what? So now go back and plug that into the Gemara now. So when Rabbi Yehuda says Siltzel is a problem of X, forget if it's Yitra Begun or not, what did he mean?
It's Chasher. Chasher is a problem of X.
Right. Meaning, who does he really agree with?
Rava.
Okay, Rabbi Yehuda really does agree with Rava, right? He was only talking about a unique case of Siltzel. Siltzel is unique because it's something that's Chasher. What does that mean? I don't know. What does Chasher mean? I don't know. Right, so what does that mean? Thank you for translating that into English.
I'd say like straps.
What? Straps, right. I don't know what that means. Okay, we're going to have to explain that also. But before we try to solve this mess, because this is a mess, we got to take up the grid. So the grid has a very unique way of looking at this. Okay, let's do the grids. You ready? Okay.
So the argument is whether or not tzilzul katan is yisbergadim or not. Ufligid adarava the spirale the makom begadim afilo name achas chutzetzas.
Right, and they argue in Rava because his whole is that in makom begadim even what's name achas.
One hair
could be a chatzitza. Okay, we should love makom begadim. Right. So what do you? And if it's not a makom begadim, it's on my left hand. How much do you need for it to be considered chatzitza? 3x3. Okay. Okay. Fine. The Rashi kasav.
Lav davka de shalov makom begadim lo shay chatzitza rak mishum yitu begadim niguba.
Okay. So that's the first point he makes. What's the first point he's saying? This is important. I mean, this is important. We have to explain Rashi at some point. But what's he saying? Why does Rashi have to say Dita Begadim? What's he telling us? Why does Rashi say that? What's Rashi bothered by? Why does he use when he sees the word Chatzitza, he says it can't be Chatzitza. It must be Dita Begadim. Why? Okay, right. Meaning, what sense is it? It doesn't make any sense to say that if I put something on my left hand, that could be Chatzitza. Chatzitza to what? I mean, chatzitza always has to be to something else. You have to understand this point. This is critical. How can you have a chatzitza that's just what's a hanging chatzitza, so to speak? You know, you don't understand what I'm saying about that? In other words, or potentia.
Skin and bone.
Right, exactly right. There's nothing to be chotzeitz to. Every time you have a chatzitza, the problem is that I have something on me, right, that's going to present a separation between me and something else, right? So let's say the mikvah. If it doesn't matter anywhere on my body. If I have something on my body and I'm going to the water, that object now is a chatzitza. But if I have something at the corner of something in his left hand, how could they be considered a chatzitza? How can you call it a chatzitza? So Rashi therefore takes the word chatzitza and translates it into what? Yitzhak Begadim. Lav Dafka. I know. Rashi's not so smooth.
The A2 over there.
Okay. But knowing what the Grizz is saying at this point, obviously the challenge the Grizz is going to present to us is to do what?
Explain the Rambam.
No, better, better. What's he going to try and do? You're right. What's he going to try and do though? What? No. Come on. Based on what I just said. Rashi's problem is what? What's Rashi's problem?
What's
the chatzitza? He's going to explain why.
What's the chatzitza?
Right, that you can actually have a chatzitza on a part of your body where there's never going to be chatzitza ing. Yeah. Okay.
Why was there a left hand and the back of right hand? Not
going to last.
Okay. Now the thing is that when the Rambam, I think we saw these Rambams last time. But the Rambam says in Hilchos Klei Mikdash, right? Parak Yud Alchas. What does he say? He says what? that even shalom b'makom begadim, right? It's posal shalosh shalosh mitam chatzitza. Okay, so merely what does the Rambam say, tell you the problem is?
According to Rashi, the Rambam says
that. He means lav davka. No, automatically, what must you say? The Rambam holds what? The Rambam holds it's Rambam chatzitza. So he's already acknowledging that you can have a chatzitza existing where shalom b'makom avoda. Okay, keep going. Okay, remember that. Now that's being medayik in the Rambam. The Rambam puts this issue of shalosh shalosh in what section? Chatzitza section, not the section yitur begadim. Okay, so the Grizz has the right to make this claim because of where the Rambam positions this. Okay.
Uvedin yitur begadim, kasav Rambam shalom yulbashne abnetim o shne kutanos.
Kutanos umashma.
Umashma debek hayagavna davka.
Have a yitur begadim.
Davka have a yitur begadim mishum lavash bigde kahuna. Aval im yulbash begadim acherim lo have.
Okay, so. And it's another point he's making about the Rambam. He's saying, "Call the Rambam." Let's use this side of the board over here. Right, what do we understand about the Rambam so far? We understand number one. Okay, right. Okay, chatzitza. Learn Rambam, right?
God.
Okay, Rambam. Okay, so first thing, what's the first thing Rambam says? Right, one, right? You can chatzitza.
Means
equals chatzitza. And yitur begadim
equals
chatzitza. Okay. Two, chatzitza can exist where? Exists.
Even in a non-chatzitza.
Right. Even on a left hand. On low makom avoda. Right. Is that clear? Right. Okay. That's clear. Okay. And he proves that because what does the Rambam hold that Yitur B'Gadim is? No, what's Yitur B'Gadim? Right. Meaning the only way you can be over Yitur B'Gadim according to Rambam is to wear, which by the way, without even defining it, that sounds like a very intuitive idea, right? Yes. Yitur B'Gadim means, what am I doing? I'm wearing an extra Kohen Beged. Right, because anything other than a Kohen Beged is not a Beged at this point.
Yitur B'Gadim with a capital
right. Right, or Yitur Bigde Kahuna. Right, okay. Okay, good. So go on. Fine. Okay, so once you did a hold that way, fine. The imkain. Right, so therefore you have to say it's not because Yitur B'Gadim. All right, so far so good. Is there ever a problem with this so far? Right, umefarish the Ma'ariv ben Yad the Kli. Right, the Gam came by Inan Shalosh Shalosh. Right, so, and he also holds that when you see chatzitza, chatzitza is going to be where's the classic case of chatzitza when the coin picks up the kli sharis. There's something in between his hand and the cup and the kli. Okay, all right. Right. Stop. And the Rambam, but the Rambam also writes that you can never have anything the chotzeitz between your hand, let's say, and the kli when shas avoda. And he's going to say it's a stira, right? Why? Zed. Why? Hello, Amar Shalom Makam Magan the Pachas Shalosh and a Chotzeitz being the other Kli. But the Rambam before and said that if it's less than 3x3, it's not a Chatzitza. So what's a stira in the Rambam?
Let's get that clear.
Okay. Problem in the Rambam is like this. On the one end, he says what? He says 3x3 equals a Chatzitza. On the other end, he says less than 3x3. Any amount is a chatzitza.
But only amount that comes to the kli.
Hold on, buddy. Because you're adding in something. Oh, just based on a little reading of the Rambam, he seems to imply that 3x3 is the required amount for a chatzitza. And then he says, any amount's chatzitza. You're right. He's going to be medayik in the fact that it's when he's holding the kli that it's a problem. But just in terms of what a chatzitza is, the Rambam so sure himself. So the greatest question. Like that's going to be the answer.
I'm saying the question is how could
you, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Keep going.
Yes.
I can't show. Hein emesh dvar tzrichim biur. Okay. That's already an important point. Okay. Because what if I asked you what shalosh shalosh means, right? I mean, the grizz is giving it away, but what does 3x3 imply? What's it a shear in?
A beged.
A beged, meaning the smallest amount to define something as a beged is going to be 3x3, right? So what does that have to do with chatzitza? Right? Why would I care about a shear beged when it comes to chatzitza? Chatzitza means what?
A separation.
A separation. So what is that? Beged, who cares about a beged? Why does that matter? Okay? Like you were saying, there's two ideas in chatzitza. You're right. You have to understand what those are. Okay. What? The two ideas in chatzitza? Neither do I. So keep going. Mamish, right. Okay, now here's, again, key point. And we're going to learn out there's a difference between what? Between a regular chatzitza and what he calls chatzitza she'al bisaro. Okay? So what's the grizz already done? It's a little bit of a magic trick here. He's trying to fool you into reading him quickly. But you got to be very careful. What's he telling you? Like you said before, there's two kinds of chatzitzas. One kind of chatzitza we'll call standard. But what's the other kind of chatzitza? And this is a chiddush. Right. There's a chatzitza called chatzitza al bisaro. Now, does that help us at all?
Not at all.
Not really. I mean, it just sounds like he's just using words. Right, exactly. Right. You can't just say this, right? What's he going to say? All right, keep going.
Al bisaro, a few name achas chutzitzas.
But he says, but therefore, he says, therefore, but when it comes to chatzitza, right, afilu nema achas chosetzes, even one little hair is a chotzetz. Valkorcha delav mitam chatzitza rak mishum da abasara b'inan. So therefore, you can't tell me the problem is one of chatzitza. Rather, what's the problem?
Al-basara.
Meaning, the shear of, quote, chatzitza, end quote, of al-basara is what? No. Anything. Regular chatzitza requires what?
3x3.
But if you're looking at this kind of chatzitza, this al-basaro, quote-unquote chatzitza, even one. So what does this all mean? Okay? Let's hear his svara. Now comes his concept. Okay? Uvedas
Rambam. Okay,
so one of the Rambam says that even less than 3x3, when the kohen holds the kli, it's considered a chatzitza. Vim Kane. Eino Myri. Right. Therefore, what? Vim Kane. So, what does Chatzitza have to do with Lo B'Makom B'Gadam? How can you have a Chatzitza on your left hand? Nira. Did you guys follow this part here? Oh, did you follow this? It's a little tricky. Right, it's not so easy to understand what he's saying. Okay, I'm just saying, if you guys have questions, I'd understand why. So let's go slow. So he says, the Rambam's source for chatzitza, right? Okay, so his source for chatzitza comes from what? The Torah says, al bisaro, right? Ul vesham, right? Meaning, the clothes have to be on your, and then worn. Right? Worn. Okay? Okay. Uva Gemara didan.
Maybe Mikra de Yilbash
al-Basar. Okay, that's a different pasuk. But the Gemara seems to learn out from where? The clothes have to be worn on your skin. This sounds like a very insignificant diet, but the Grizz is going to base his whole svara based on this. The Rambam's saying that he learns it out from what? Al Bisaro. Think about the difference. Just before you get to. Ah, you see Alex is picking up on it. The difference between saying on your skin. Ulvesham versus saying Yilbash al Basara. There is a difference between the two. There's a difference. What's that difference? I don't know yet. But you sense there's something going on there, right? There's a difference between saying that the clothes have to be on my skin worn versus saying Yilbash al Basara. Al Basara Ulvesham versus Yilbash al Basara. Okay? Is that clear? Did you guys pick up on that? A little difference there. Okay, good. Was it Uvisifra? Okay, slow. So the Sifra darshins on the pasuk that says Yilbash al Bisaro, how? Shalot Tehei. Educate that, for instance, like a band aid between your skin and your pants. So when it says Yilbash al Bisaro, what is that teaching you? Okay, so one thing. So let's make sure we get that clear. There's Yilbash al Bisaro. Right? And then what's the other one? Al-Bisaro, Ul-Veshara. Okay, so this comes to teach you what? A chatzitza. Okay? Like a ritia. Right?
Yeah.
Okay? Okay, go on. But then what does it say right after that? Mechnesevad, this is the next week's parsha, you al-Bisaro. Okay? Now what does that mean? The pants have to be where? On your, the boxer shorts have to be on your skin. Al-Bisaro. Okay? Melamech lo yeh davar kodom nechnasayim. Now what does that mean? What does it mean when he says, shelo yeh davar kodom nechnasayim?
It can mean two things.
Well, one of two things.
Before you read the next part, what would you think that means? Don't be such a wise guy. What would that mean? What?
You were teasing us.
No. Okay, good. Vehine, good, fine. Harvard took away all the fun for this. Vehine the Hachdina.
Vehine the Hachdina to be Dabar Kodim and Design. The MS, Yeshlach for Imu Sindul Vishishle, Hey Dabar Acha, Albasaro.
Right, so does that mean that I can't have anything right on my skin other than the Mechnasayim? Or do we learn from the Pasuk? No, then what's it telling you?
That's the order.
Yeah. Okay, so this is nothing to define here, but it's interesting. There's two logical possibilities. When it says you can't have anything on before your mechnasayim, does that mean I can't have actually anything on my skin before I put the mechnasayim on? Or the first thing I do when I get dressed as a kohen is put on what? A mechnasayim. So, of course, what's he going to say? He's going to say, Omnam Neredehu.
Omnam Neredehu rocks the seder of Maisel Levisha.
So, we're talking about the seder of Maisel Levisha. The Chaim Mashma Lashon Rambam. Right, the parak good. Okay, achein.
Achein, ha drusha de sifra miyilvash albasaro shalut the hevratia albasaro.
Who drusha achrina mikra? So therefore, the idea of yilvash albasaro is a separate drush altogether. Right, that teaches you what basically. Which teaches you what?
The
normative case of chatzitza. Okay. Right, the Maisi Harambam, the Albasaro Vesham, the Nerah Bazed Din Chadash, the Ba'inan Shalot Tehei. Now listen to this. This is the entire Svara comes down to this line. Shalot Tehei Levisha Acheres Albasaro. When it says Albasaro Uvesham, it means you can't have what? Shalot Tehei Levisha. No, Acheres Albasaro. What does that mean? Shalo tehe?
Nothing else which has this color change.
You can't.
Even a hair between you and a cleave?
No.
Or a 3x3 thing.
Obviously, it's a 3x3, you bum. Because Shalo tehe levisha acheres. Levisha acheres. Okay? Keep going. Belachain. Do you see the movie's making out? It's gorgeous. He's saying, so since the problem is not to have another Levisha, Levisha can only be a problem when I have what? A beged. And a beged is at least?
3x3.
Okay? Keep going. That's what we mean. Okay? Bezehu shidus haramam. Shame. So it can only be over Levisha Acheres if there's a shame beged on it. Okay? Lachain dafka im have shalos or shalos, the mikri beged, have le chatzitzo pasol. Aval belovash pachos mishlo shalos, if I have less than 3x3, the low mikri beged, ain't a chotzes, lahalbisha, dahay no lash, abasar, or beged. Okay, so now what? Good question. One thing Josh is saying, which I agree with, I think I'd say the way you put it was very nice. Josh is saying that if the chatzitza is going to be somewhere, if it's going to be located somewhere, what's it going to be? It's a chatzitza between what?
I guess that's it. Okay.
You're saying what I said first?
We just did right now.
Just make the kahuna?
Right. It has to be attached to that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not YouTube regard, though. Okay. Just keep going.
I want to say that since we see
what's the Grizz trying to do? The Grizz. This can't be Yitzhak Begadim. Why can't it be Yitzhak Begadim? Yitzhak Begadim is not a problem of Chatzitza. It's not a problem of Chatzitza. Right? But there is something going on here about Beged. It's still the promise. He's still wearing an extra Beged. But how do you make that an idea of Chatzitza? So what's novel about the Grizz's approach here? What's very novel about it? What you guys are saying is very good. You guys are trying to say that basically there's an idea of a Chatzitza between him and what? Ultimately.
It's
Levisha's Big Day Kahuna. right? You're saying that if he wears a beged, it's not a problem yutur begadim. Yutur begadim only exists if he's wearing another beged kuna. But what's the problem here? The problem is that's not a chassidic problem. That's wearing an extra beged. But here the problem is if he puts on a glove. That's a case I use also. Puts on a glove in his left hand. What's he really doing? He puts a glove on. He's creating a separation between what? It's on his skin now is what? Say it again. Say it again. It's fine. Say it again. So what is? You can say it, Josh. It's fine. No, no, I want you back in. Say it. Say it. Say it. It's a chatiti between his skin and... Okay, but what, let me ask you a question. But why is it such a novel idea of a chatitza? What makes the grizzes svara just out of this world insofar as, like, way off the reservation? Because what he's suggesting is like this. There's no other chatitza like this, ever. Why?
Because it's not in between anything.
No, it is. Oh, that's what makes it interesting. It's the only example of a conceptual chatitza I've ever heard of. Where it's a chatitza between, it's a, think about it, it's a physical chatitza between what? It's a chatitza between my skin and what? And some sort of conceptual idea of a gavra, big
dekuna. What you're
saying is, that's not Yitzhak Begadim. Okay, so Rav is going to hold what? He's going to hold that even if it's a Makam Begadim, even one hair is a chotzitz, right? But if it's not a Makam Begadim, you need 3x3, okay? Right? Pachas mikan in a chotzos. Okay, now keep going to the Gemara. So Gemara says for sure he's arguing Rabbi Yochanan. I don't think we have a problem with that, right? Ad Rabbi Yehuda braid Rabbi Yochiel milem of the pliga. Right now that's an interesting thing. So the Gemara is a hav mina here to say what?
He's arguing Rabbi Yehuda.
Because maybe you'll say that he is arguing Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning what? So plug that in.
Meaning that he holds a 3x3 in the left hand is a
according to Rabbi Yehuda.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, last 3x3 is a chatzitza.
According to Rabba,
no, it's not.
Right?
That's all
Hamina. So Maskana said no, that they really agree. Why do they agree? Because Tzitzel is Chashev. What does that mean?
You need 3x3 to be a Chatzitza, but Tzitzel is a special case because it's...
All right, so what do you want to define first? Well, that's easy to define.
What Chashev is?
What is it about Tzitzel? Well, let's understand that. I mean, in fact, if I remember correctly... So what? It's not 3x3.
I mean, if Chashev is a bag without being 3x3,
yeah. So, therefore what?
If anything other than 3x3 doesn't Chashev the bag.
Yeah, no, but so so what aspect of it is chashuv? If I remember correctly,
functionality.
What? No. Why do I care if it's functional? Okay, we're getting somewhere. What do you mean by functionality? Who says something about tzitzel here?
Chashuv.
What?
I figured it'd be easy function versus something else thing.
Happy baguette.
What? Well, what is it?
Rashi says.
What?
Rashi just says the chashuv, the fish. I say.
Where is that? Yeah, I was looking for that. Oh yeah, there is. Yeah, no. The chashiv, the visha asui lenoi, the havi beged. That's the key.
Beautiful.
What's noi? What?
Beautiful.
Decorative. Okay. So what's so? Come on, let's define that. That's easy. So what's the Gemara telling you?
It is done decoratively as
this
well.
This is critical to the next chunk of the Gemara.
This is as well, right? As in.
Right. No. No. Meaning what? Meaning that. You would think that what? You would think that.
But most of the time, if people are wearing one of these tzitzels, then it's going to be decorative.
Right, so therefore what?
And counted as a baguette.
Right. So what's the chiddush the Gemara is telling you? You would have thought what? You would have thought that.
The Gadim are simply applying
tools.
No.
You would think that what? No, that's the chiddush.
Simply.
What's the primary function of a beged? Yeah, but what? No.
To protect you from the outside world.
So the normal function of a beged is to do what? To cover up your skin. Isn't that what begadim do? Right?
Okay.
So the chiddush is telling you that what?
Even things which don't cover your skin, if they're counted, if they're considered.
So there's two, now this is critical. There's two functions that begadim have. One of them is?
Protection.
The other one is? Decorative. Prove to me by the Kohen Gadol. It's interesting. There's two kinds of begadim the Kohen Gadol wears, right? There's...
The hat,
okay.
Which is decorative.
No, which hat?
Sits
is what?
Sits is decorative.
Decorative. That's decorative. That's not a functional beged in the classic sense. It's not going to cover anything up. In fact, I'll prove it to you. According to one sheet, as you'll see, where were the straps of the tzitz were tied where? On top of the hat. In fact, according to one sheet, the entire tzitz itself rested on the hat. Okay? Which tells you what. So what's its purpose then? Decorative. So the Gemara's chiddush is to tell you that really that there's two functions that exist by clothing. One function is to cover your skin, right? Which is what the Gemara thought all along. But there's another function. There's another way something defines a beged.
Why would bandage not be good from that definition?
What do you mean the bandage not
be good? Like a bandage would be a prime example of protecting you from the outside.
No, the tzitzel? I'll show you. It's like this. In other words, if you tell me a beged, if you tell me the primary definition of beged is that which covers you, and even if it's less than 3x3, it would consider to be a beged.
Right.
But what you're trying to say is that it's not the fact that it just covers you, it has to have a function, right? Okay. And the function is expressed through protection, right? So that's why it has to be 3x3. 3x3 is the minimum shear to say that this thing is protective. If it's less than 3x3, even if he's using it for that purpose, it doesn't matter. It's the minimum shear to define a thing as being protective. So what you're saying is that there's substance of covering and there's function of covering. Okay, function covering has to be expressed through 3x3, right? Okay?
I would think that the tilt sole is a prime example.